This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Friday, the 2nd of February. Margot Robbie has spoken out 1 week after being overlooked for a nomination at the 2024 Oscars. The Australian actor failed to receive a Best Actress nod at the upcoming awards for her performance in the smash hit movie Barbie, and the film's director Greta Gerwig was also left out of the Best Director category. Robbie, who was an executive producer on the movie, has since addressed the Oscars snub at a SAG-AFTRA panel discussion overnight with her Barbie co-stars, as per Variety. Robbie said at the panel during the special screening on Wednesday, "There's no way to feel sad when you know you are this blessed." Risk of being unable to field a team if players are benched for 3 weeks under new concussion protocols, a Victorian Nationals MP has warned. New Australian Institute of Sport recommendations unveiled on Thursday also call for players to sit out contact and collision training for 2 weeks to prevent brain damage following a head knock. But experts say major professional sporting codes are unlikely to face expensive litigation from former players if they do not adopt the safety measures. Mallee MP Dr. Anne Webster said she supported the changes but was very concerned about the impact it would have on the future of country sport and people's health. We'll be back after this. The number of babies dying within a month of birth has almost doubled since 2018, the year the state's biggest ever review into maternity services was launched by then Health Minister Stephen Miles. Shock new data released by the Productivity Commission shows thousands of babies have been lost in the prenatal and neonatal stage since the landmark launch of the Queensland Maternity Task Force, which was set up to make sweeping changes to minimise risk for mothers and babies in rural and remote communities. A maternity summit followed in June 2019. The task force was established following reports in the Sunday Mail that newborns were dying at a higher rate in Queensland country towns with no maternity services.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
And gaming group Sky City Entertainment says it faces up to $73 million in penalties and legal costs after admitting to serious breaches of anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws. The Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre launched proceedings in the federal court in 2022 against Sky City Adelaide, alleging it did not have a program to monitor transactions and identify suspicious activity that was appropriate to its size and complexity. ASTRAC also claimed Sky City did not have an appropriate due diligence program to carry out additional checks on higher risk customers and did not conduct appropriate checks on customers who presented higher money laundering risks. And that's the latest from your newsfeed. We'll have another update to you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.